Oh, shit, it is working. Dunk!
Rich!
Dunk, we're changing it up today.
Again?
So, it's still the same format. It's still a question. But the questions are sent in from listeners, Dunk.
Wait, we've got listeners sending in questions?
Well, this one...
What the fuck is this about?
I mean, this one's just Joe. But it's still, you know, he counts as a listener.
Our listener, the one and only.
Yeah, the one and only listener. He counts. He does count. His first question, if you're prepared for it, Dunk.
I am prepared. Wait, so is this like an interview then? Or are we discussing things that he's homework that he's struggling with?
No, he's given us 20 minutes to discuss something. So let's see what he comes up with. Do you think he'll come up with something intelligent, fun, or sick and demented?
I think, knowing Joe, there will be a hint of sick and demented, but it will be quite fun.
Okay, let's have a look. So, he says, you're both on death row.
There's the sick and demented bit.
Yep. You both have to choose a starter, a main, and a dessert.
Wait, we're choosing our final meals?
We are choosing our final meal, Dunk. Joe has killed us. He's the judge. He signed.
Framed us for mass murder.
That's it. And he signed away the fucking warrant or whatever the fuck it is. And
is that why he was asking? Telling us to shank loads of people.
Yes.
On
yes,
Monday. Yes. Yeah.
He handed that into the police and said it was that there's this guy in Scotland.
See, look, he done it. He says he shanks all the people.
That's it. And we got our last meal. So it's that time. You get to decide what your lips and tongue and taste is going
to get. I'm going to throw another thing in there. Oh, I'm going to say that you have to select who cooks it as well.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. All right, so we'll start with starters then. That would make sense, right?
Well, I don't know. See, last meal, you can start on whatever order you want, right?
Fucking hell.
You could get it all mixed into the same dish.
Fucking hell.
Just completely ruin someone's work. Yeah, let's go for starter. Where are we going? So, I famously do not rate starters. I think starters are a pointless addition to a meal.
Me too. I think starters are dumb. If I'm at a restaurant, it's like mains and dessert for me. Otherwise, if they're sang on the starter menu, I want it at the same time as my mains. Because...
Yeah. I have it as a side.
Like, what is this? Foreplay with food? I don't understand it. I really don't.
It's like a setup, isn't it? If you're having a good starter and then the main shit, it's just... Or you get full from the starter and the main, and then you're like, oh, I don't want dessert.
Now, if you're a dickhead like Joe will quite often order like three starters for his main sometimes. Especially, he used to do it all the time at TGI Fridays, just have a bunch of starters.
Can you send it out with the mains, please?
Sorry, say that again?
Can you send it out with the mains?
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Yeah, he was that guy. He was that guy that every single... serving... Everyone who serves just fucking eats.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that starter gets cooked in like 2 seconds as well. So really, it's just sitting on the side for like a good half an hour.
Yes. But I do think I know what I'd have as a starter.
Go on.
I think I'm starting with some gyozas, mate.
Okay. What are they? I'm dumb.
A gyoza is... it's Japanese pastry that's like soft. It's a type of dumpling, really.
Okay.
But it's not got so much dumpling to it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Think of it like a shrunk down Cornish pasty in terms of shape.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's made out of dumpling pastry, and they quite often steam them and then fry them afterwards, so you end up with like a crisp, slightly crisp outside, but it's soft, and it's got some meat inside. So I'd probably go for a pork gyoza.
Ooh, I mean, this sounds sexy.
And then you can dip it in some beautiful sauce. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
I'm sold on starters now, mate. Yeah, that's it. We're going.
I'm going to be really specific. For my starter, it's going to be chicken wings cooked from the Hungry Horse Green Man pub that I used to work at a good, like, how many years ago now? 36 years ago? No, hold on, I'm 37, that doesn't work. A whole, like, 11 years ago, or however long it was. Nope, 15 years ago, there you go, about 15 years ago. I got there eventually. John Boy, the chef, he'll cook them. John Boy was a chef who, pretty sure, was homeless. No one knew where he lived. No one really knew much about him. He had the thickest Irish accent you'll ever hear. He was an interesting man. He regularly would get drunk and fight people. And he would work his ass off, though. And he would fry these chicken wings. And I don't know what, I don't know why, but these chicken wings are the best chicken wings I've ever had. And I've been trying to get chicken wings just as good as that ever since. But something, I don't know if it was the glaze they were cooked in. It probably was. But a Green Man pub, Hungry Horse, like fucking 2010 or whenever the fuck it was. That fucking shit. Those hot wings. Those fucking chicken wings are masterpiece. And Job Boy's cooking it because I need the chef. I need the correct chef to be.
Well, it sounds passionate as fuck, mate. I mean, so that's why he fights. That's the only reason why he fights. Because he's filled with untapped potential and passion.
I mean, I think he was full of alcohol all the time, but yeah.
Well, a passion. Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
I mean, if you're homeless, my gyozas
are going to be cooked by. There's a couple that essentially have opened up their house and they only do gyozas and they live in Fukushima, okay. And they're going to cook it for me.
Mm. Nice.
Because it comes out like a UFO. They pan fry it in such a way that it's like a big circle of gyozas.
Okay. So we're going on to mains now. Now, before we start any mains, is there any sides, like any extra portions that you need with your mains?
I don't think I do. No. I'm going to have some sides.
Yeah,
me too.
Me too.
So after you, sir, what are you going for first?
Okay, I'm going to go for, and again, I'm being really specific, the warm bread rolls that you used to get from the Harvester and Beefeater back in the day when they used to be like big bread rolls and warm, not the shit that they make now, which is really small and never warm and rubbish. That fresh bread was a really nice thing, so I want a few bread rolls. I'm going to get a side of fat chips from Great Yarmouth, like proper Great Yarmouth cooked in lard chips, fucking delicious.
You love Great Yarmouth.
I do love Great Yarmouth. I grew up under there. I spent a lot of time there.
When you went for holidays, you used to send me messages like I'm having my Yarmouth chips.
Oh yeah, and then I also would get a side of skinny fries, and I think I would get them from this takeaway shop that me and Joe currently eat our takeaway from, which is like a, it's kind of a knockoff KFC, but their fucking fries are banging, Dunk. They're banging.
But you want, wait, so you're getting fries and chips as
this
well?
This is my last meal, Dunk. I can have whatever the fuck I want, bruv. I'm not counting calories. Like, I'm just having a side of everything, bruv.
No, I would imagine if I had like lactose intolerant, my last meal would just be cheese. I'd just get like a cheese board. That'd be it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about the after effects of Crohn's with this shit. All this fried food.
Somebody else can clean that up. It's
yeah,
fine.
Man. You know, when they fry me, I'll be shitting blood and they can sort that out. That's just the sides, by the way. That's not the main meal, just so you know.
So you're having lots of chips?
Yeah, for sides. Besides. For sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I like that. I like that. That's good.
Any sides, Dunk?
Well, if I reveal my sides, I think it kind of spoils the main itself, but I'm going for it anyway.
Okay.
So my sides would be, I'd have like onion bhajis, vegetable samosas, poppadoms. I'd have pashwami naan, pinot naan, not just, you know, naan of three varieties. I'd have all the dips. Be like a refreshing cucumber sauce, mango chutney, all of that sort of stuff. All of it, just around everywhere.
Nice. Who's fucking cooking this shit?
There is a TV chef who used to appear on Saturday morning, Saturday Kitchen. Is that Saturday Kitchen? That was the one. Called Cyrus Toddywala. and he has got a lot of personality. I'd like him cooking it, but I'd like to watch him cook it because I think it'd be very entertaining.
Okay, I like this. I like this. My main would be again. I'm being really specific. There used to be an amazing restaurant in Covent Garden that done southern fried chicken with lemon, and it was like a lemon southern fried chicken. And it was by far the best like southern fried chicken I've ever had, better than every other place. It was just a fucking masterpiece. And I would go there multiple times a week. It went like when I was in my 20s and I was up London, you know, take one girl there one night, another girl there the other night. It was just perfect, that chicken. I could never get enough of it. And then it closed down a good like 7 years ago, and my heart's been broken ever since. Like, I just can't get past it, because that I'll never get that fucking meal again. And that was my favorite fucking meal. It was so good, man. I would get that, and my chef, I would get Ainsley Harriott to cook it, because Ainsley Harriott, he's got that flair, man. Like, I like him when he's stirring things. He licks his finger and looks at you seductively. He's
and says, "Yeah, boy."
Yeah, boy. And he's really like camp and funny. I like a bit of Ainsley. Ainsley would be great. I want to watch him cook it as well, and talk to me and tell me how he cooks it, even though I'll never get to make it because I'm about to die. But, you know, I just want to know the process and get one good enjoyment from that moment before it fucking touches my lips and I just salivate. I'll probably die from happiness when I fucking ate that chicken.
That's good. That sounds really, really good.
I'm hoping this is making Joe hungry when he's listening and he's like now thinking, fuck, I need to get some fucking KFC or something. That's my aim.
What is your go-to KFC order at the moment, mate?
Well, I always go with someone else, so it's never just me. So it's always usually like a variety bucket. So you get the chicken wings, you get the chicken strips, and you get a piece of the chicken, because I like all my chicken. And then share it with like someone. Yeah, but like, you know, I don't fuck about. It'll be like a 10-piece bucket, even if there's just two of us, because, you know, what if there's not enough chicken, bruv?
Life's too short, mate. You don't want to get to the end of the bucket and think, "Now I could have had a couple of pieces more."
Exactly. I don't want to finish KFC and still be hungry. Like, no, that's not right. If it was me by myself, I'd probably just get a mighty bucket for one. And it's only like two chicken pieces, two chicken strips, and two hot wings. It ain't filling enough, Dunk. It ain't filling enough. Even for a skinny guy like me, it ain't filling enough.
Good source of protein, though.
Oh, yeah. And great for cholesterol.
I'm having a lamb Rogan Josh curry. Ooh. Now, I don't really go for lamb anymore. I've had a poor experience as a kid with a particular joint of lamb that we got from Tesco's, and I never went back. But the only time I do make an exception to eating lamb is when it's in a curry. And I think lamb at Rogan Josh with some pilau rice in the middle of all of them starters, it's going to be like a banquet.
I had some banging Turkish lamb last night, bruv. Some banging Turkish lamb. Oh, mwah.
It's just spice food, but, you know, it's something about Britain. We're not very good with our, like, core recipes at spicing food to taste.
No.
Good. It's convenient, but it's not. It hasn't got that richness of flavour. And I think, you know, big fan of coriander, mate. I like my coriander.
Okay, so we're moving on to dessert, right? We're on to dessert.
Oh, 100%. This is it. This is the big finale. Fuck. This is, like...
Fuck. I think my dessert's going to be quite boring, you know?
Well, I think mine could be seen as boring, but then I'm going to say who's cooking it, and suddenly it doesn't become boring, suddenly it becomes very enjoyable.
Oh, shit, yeah, I need to think about who's making it. Yeah, I might go with that. Yeah. All right, I'm ready. I got it.
Wait, what are you finishing this beautiful chicken-filled meal with?
I'm getting fucking 12 fucking Krispy Kremes, bruv. I'm getting a pack of 12 Krispy Kremes. All different fucking flavours. Sugar.
Who's glazing those Krispy Kremes for you, mate?
Scarlett Johansson, baby. Scarlett Johansson. She's going to glaze those bad boys. I mean, you know, look, if I'm going to die, I might as well look at a gorgeous woman before, you know, it ends. I mean, obviously I could pick Mary, but this is a fake scenario, so Scarlett Johansson.
yeah, I mean, that's just nothing but win. I like a crisp. It's one of those things. I like crispy creme donuts, but I don't like the price and the snobbiness that's kind of associated with them.
What snobbiness? The price, I agree with. The price is ridiculous. What do you mean they're snobby?
Look, if you rock up to someone's house and you've got like a couple of boxes of Krispy Kremes, that is essentially saying, look, mate, I am earning enough money that I can spend 30 quid on some donuts.
I mean,
there is an air of pretentiousness about buying Krispy Kreme donuts.
Do you want to hear something?
I'm equally as happy with your 99p bag of 5 donuts from Tesco's.
I mean, I know someone who's
as long as it's filled with jam.
Who's that pretentious dunk?
Is his name Joe?
Yeah, Joe Harden. He buys fucking Krispy.
Yeah, but Kremes. Joe's a fucking baller.
For his LSAs, dude. He rocks up to work and he goes, here you go, workers. Here you go. I'm just splashing the cash all over you.
That's why he limited our last meal to 3 courses. Joe would be there having like a 12-course tasting experience.
I mean, he'd just, yeah, there'd be a lot of starters.
A lot of starters. My dessert, mate, I reckon, I'm going to go for a sticky toffee pudding.
Really? For your last meal, you're going for the standard sticky toffee pudding.
Sticky toffee pudding with a bit of clotted cream from Cornwall. And it's going to be cooked by Nigella Lawson.
Yeah, I nearly went Nigella.
Yeah. Because, again, I want to die happy with an erection. And having Nigella cream on my my sticky toffee pudding would be perfect.
I nearly went for, like, some cinnamon... what are they called? Cinnamon churros?
Churros?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I like
cinnamon
churros.
Rolls.
No, I like churros, man. Churros are
I'm not a fan of a churro. I don't think I've ever had a good one. Always been kind of... They taste good.
They're good,
but
man.
But texture-wise, it's just a bit dry.
I like a crepe. I like a good crepe. And I also like a good Spanish waffle. Like, just covered in chocolate. Just fucking chocolate all over that fucking bad boy. Oh, man. The streets of Spain as a kid. It's weird. It's like another life because I haven't left this country in quite a long time. But man, I spent a lot of time in Spain growing up, and they did some fucking good chocolate waffles, man. Oh man, I'm hungry right now. This shit's making me hungry, Dunk. My mouth's actually watering. I'm actually salivating.
Right, so run down. What's your meal?
Okay, so starters is chicken wings by Homeless John Boy. Mains is fucking Joe's. Literally, the restaurant was called Joe's, which is quite funny. Chicken, southern fried chicken. With cooked by Ainsley Harriet with fat chips from Great Yarmouth and skinny fries from the local chicken knockoff shop in Chelmsford, and the bread rolls from the Harvester that used to be good, not the tiny ones they do now, portion control. And my dessert would be obviously Scarlett Johansson. I'm not really even interested in dessert. I'm just looking at Scarlett Johansson, to be honest. That's kind of all I care about there.
Are you making Scarlett eat the same dessert? Is she sharing your donuts with you?
No, we're doing like that Japanese thing where you eat it off the body. So it's laying on...
Oh, nice. Okay. It's in a line.
Yeah, it's on her bottom. So it's just perfect.
Sounds absolutely delightful, mate. mine's Japanese gyozas cooked by a homely couple up in Fukushima province in Japan. My main course is a big Indian curry cooked by Cyrus Toddywala with all of the sides. And my dessert is sticky toffee pudding with clotted cream cooked by the lovely Nigella Lawson.
And we know Joe's would just be a bunch of side plates. He'd have like some fucking chicken wings, some fucking... I don't know.
He'd have caviar as well. He'd have like chicken wings and caviar on the same plate just because he's a decadent fuck.
He likes his Caribbean food as well, and he likes a bit of Albanian food now too. So like, Joe would just have all these mixed cultures like food, and it would be the most expensive shit in the world, just all laid out there. I mean, he'd fucking fly in like the most pretentious chefs as well, and then don't forget he would also have a box of Krispy Kremes to give to all the prison staff before he dies, before he's executed, just to
because he's a nice mass murderer.
Yeah,
this is the thing you got to remember about Joe. If he is going on a killing spree, he's still going to be nicer to people that are incarcerated.
And pretentious. 20 minutes.